Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. August 20th, 2016. Bring your own book. Okay, what do a cookbook, a self-help guide, a manual on writing science fiction, an RPG rulebook, the latest of Jim Butcher's Dresden Files novels, an S.M. Sterling novel, Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamiltome, that's the book about the creation of the musical Hamilton, and The Klingon Art of War have in common? I actually hate guessing games, so I'm just going to tell you. They're the books we used for a game of Bring Your Own Book at my birthday party earlier tonight. My actual birthday was on Wednesday. I'm older than Nutschuss and younger than Dave Slusher and Craig Stepp. And I'm not actually ashamed of my age, I'm just playing with you, because I've had just enough beer to be slightly silly and just enough coffee and cake to be hyper, and this is why we celebrated on a Saturday instead of in the middle of the week. But anyway, bring your own book. I was part of the Kickstarter for this game, which was created by Do Better Games and published for commercial release by GameRight. It uses the same model as Cards Against Humanity, which, of course, uses the same model as Apples to Apples. You have a bunch of prompts and you offer up your best response, and the judge chooses the one they find funniest or grossest or most appropriate or whatever. The difference, which should be obvious from the title, is that instead of a second set of cards that you use for responses and bring your own book, you literally bring your own book and use it for the source of prompts, or rather, their responses. Depending on the number of people, you have to win a specific number of cards. In our case, it was 4 cards to win. But just to mix things up, every time someone acquires a third card, you rotate the books, so that whatever book you started with, the person to the left of you gets for the next few cards, in theory. Now, I should say that, first of all, this was not as lame a birthday as it sounds. Trust me, it wasn't. Well, I don't play video games, and almost never play RPGs except 7C. I love board games and card games, and we have game nights a lot. My group of friends and I spent most of last winter and this spring playing the Firefly board game. I now have all the expansions, and in fact, one of my friends gave me the game mat of the whole damn verse for my birthday. I've kickstarted more games than I care to admit, and eventually they all show up, and eventually we all play them. I've also amassed quite a collection of really lovely and very artsy playing cards, but that's another story. Anyway, Bring Your Own Book ended up being great fun. We finished the night with laughter. I consider the fact that all of my author friends should get together and play Bring Your Own Book with the books we've actually written, which would make it like a very meta version of Bring Your Own Book. But I'm going to keep that for another time, because right now, I'm off to bed. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melis, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melis, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.